was there, that Jesus Christ, after crucifixion, he was alive, and he went to not only, and went to Kashmir.
Yes.
So, by the yogic process in samadhi, one can remain alive, although superficially he is seen that he is killed. That is possible. Hiranyakashipu did that. He was undergoing tapasya for 100 years of the demigods. Their duration of time is our 6 months, their 1 day. So, such a long time he was undergoing austerity, penance, and thus he became perfect. So his body was practically finished by the earthwork. Moth and ants.
Because he was standing still?
Yes.
So they...
For so many years,
yes,
everything was in... Only on the bones were there.
So he appeared to be dead, but he wasn't.
No, he was not dead. He was living on bones. Bones were there.
Yes.
But life is not dependent on this material body. One can practice this by yoga. Without this body can live. Just like ghost.
Yes.
That is possible.
Yes, the yogis are able to stop their breathing and stop their heart,
yes,
beating, but
yes,
still they're not dead.
Yes. This is perfection of Ashtanga Yoga, Samadhi, to remain in trance. Actually, he was not dead.
He never died.
Yeah. He practiced yoga from India. For 12 years he was there.
In India. So is that a fact? That he went to India?
Oh, yes. Otherwise, how he came to Kashmir? He knew. And when he was in India, his mother died. That Aquarian gospel. Mother and father died.
In the book that Hansa Dutta published of Christ, Christos and Krishna, these things are there.
Yes, it is in the Aquarian gospel.
Yeah.
Dr. Wolf has said that he cannot accept from Krishna to Krishna. That by that word he has proved himself another aspect. Because he does not know the Sanskrit way of philology. Sanskrit, there are vargas. Ka varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga, and pa varga. Five vargas. So, Krishna is in the ta varga. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. So, Krishna, it can be replaced by ta also.
Uh-huh.
He does not know that.
No.
Please ask him.
Yeah.
is the difficulty. These Western rascals, little knowledge, they think very good scholar. That is the difficulty.
He is very proud.
Because he has got that doctorate title.
Yes.
He thinks that he has conquered all over the world. Safari jalamatrena, forfora. He'll find some peace, small, little water.
Making big noise.
And a big fish, very well in the middle. Well fish. And a small fish. Safari forfora. There is a small fish. He's thinking that he knows everything. What does he know about these five burgers? Does he know anything? Ka burger, cha burger, ta burger. So ta burger means ta, tha, da, dha, na. So the na is there.
Yes.
So it can be replaced by ka.
Also the same one who was saying the Aquarian Gospel was just somebody's dream.
Huh?
It was just somebody's dream.
Yes, but you are also dreaming. Why do you claim that your dream is all right, his dream is wrong? Dreaming is wrong. If his dream is wrong, you are also dreaming, you are also wrong. Why do you claim that your dream is all right? That is nonsense. Everyone thinks that he is right and everyone is wrong. We do not think like that. We take the words of the authority. That's all. We have no response. This is our problem. That is the way of parampara. Not only we accept, but our previous acharyas, all the big acharyas, they have accepted. Sukadeva Goswami says, he is acharya. Vyasadeva says, from the very beginning. Krishna says, that's all right. We take this authority. We do not dream. That is not our process. Dream your dream or my dream. This is all nothing. Dream is dream. Why do you think that your dream is right and my dream is wrong?
That's why they're always bickering with one another.
Yeah. There is no standard idea. I dream some way, you dream some way. That's all.
Seaweed. It looks like a sponge plant.
That is their defect. My dream is wrong, why your dream should be right? That they did not consider. That's my dream. And if you say that your dream is also wrong, yes, I do not dream. I take the facts from the authority. We do not dream. Dream is dream, either yours or mine. It doesn't matter.
Well, some people question whether that Aquarian Gospel is authority.
Huh?
Some people question whether Aquarian Gospel is authority.
Why Bible is authority? Who cares for Bible? Nobody cares for Bible. So there's some supporter for some book, you will always find it. Now they are decrying, they are deriding Bible also. So how do you say that Bible is authority? And so many things have changed.
Even they're changing their interpretation of the Bible regularly.
If you don't accept Aquarian Gospel authority, who cares for your Bible? And this Aquarian Gospel has been by some Christian. He's not outsider.
They say he was a drunk.
But you are a mad. He's drunk and you are mad. What is the difference?
Of one of the contemporary Roman philosophers.
It is not in Bible.
No. There's no information in the Bible at all about God. There's no information about God. Simply that God is there, He's the creator, but nothing more.
That is no scripture except in Vedic scripture. Clear conception of God is there in Vedic. Definition of God, clear conception of God, everything.
Their idea is that God is so great that you cannot see Him.
That's all right. You cannot see because you are worthless. But those who are watchful, those who have attained liberation, they can see. Just like it is stated in the Bhagavad, apasat purusham purnam, apasat pisa, where is that? Bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihate amale apasat, when your heart will be completely cleared of all these material conceptions, then you can see. So long you are materially contaminated, it is not possible. That's it. But bhakti yogena sammak pranihite amale, when the heart is cleansed, that is the process. Therefore, we are insisting that let them hear Hare Krishna. Cheta darpuna marjana. The heart will be cleansed. Then they will understand. All of a sudden, if you speak all this philosophy, Krishna said, they will accept that. Why Krishna? Krishna is an ordinary man. Why is that?
They will argue.
Yeah. Because the heart is full of dirty things. Therefore, cheta darpanam. This is the process. First of all, cleanse the heart. That's like slate. If it is unclean, or the mirror, if it is unclean, you cannot see. So you have to cleanse it first. That we can do. The Hare Krishna mantra, and that is proof. Otherwise, how could you come to this camp? And the heart is clean. That's a proof.
It came by the chanting.
Yes. Come, please. No.
In the Old Testament, God was speaking to Moses, so Moses wanted to see God. He was on the mountain, and he turned around, but then God became a burning bush.
That was supposed to be the back of God. The burning bush was the back of God.
Burning bush?
A bush that was on fire. That's what...
God has no material body.
Because he was not qualified to see God.
Tasya Krishna Namadi Navhavet Brayam Indriyai. By these material senses, he cannot understand God. Namadi, he cannot understand His holy name. Our understanding of God begins by chanting the holy name. So by chanting, because God is not different from the name, you associate with name. With God, and then it becomes clear. This is the problem. God is not different from His holy name. So you chant the holy name of God, that means you associate with God immediately. Just like you associate with the sun anyway, as sunshine, you become what? Similarly, by associating with God, you become God conscious. This is our truth. We are giving chance people to associate with God directly by chanting His name. God is omnipotent. His name is as omnipotent as He is. These fools, they do not know that.
They think it's some lesser, it's ordinary. Yes.
And if you say, why then Krishna, there are many names. But Chaitanya, yes, any name of God, if it is God's name, it is as powerful. If it is God's name, any name does not mean you manufacture some name. That is not. Any name by which one can understand this is God's name, that is the Nam Namakari Bahudani Sattva Shakti Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do not accept Krishna as God's name, then if you have your own name of Krishna, God, chant it.
But it must be standard.
Must be God's name.
Yes.
That is one thing. But if you do not know what is God's name, then what you will chant? What do you chant? Then you chant Krishna. We know it is God's name. Take to our principle. If there is no medical college, come to our medical college. You are welcome. Why are you envious? You have no medical college. At the same time, you are envious from my medical school. Why? Why this nonsense? If you want to learn medical science, you have no medical science college, come here. This is our profession. Why you are envious? That means less than. Our gold. The gold is our, your, everyone's gold. Our gold, where do you think our gold? Gold is always gold, either in your hand or in mine. In your hand it is not Christian gold, and in my hand it is not Hindu gold. Gold is gold. Nam nam kari bahudha niti sattva shakti tatyagita niyamita smarane naka etadashi tava kripa bhagavan mamami buddhai vaidashamya janinanu. In the Bible there is no specific name of God.
Huh? Well, they say Jehovah and Yahweh.
Not fixed. They might have it. Name of God, then why don't you chant Krishna? What is the harm? But anyway, there are Paramaninma Sarana, one who has completely eradicated from the envious conception of life. They can take to this world. them some proof in fire.
Yes. One betrayed him.
Resurrection, he had to go out to India.
Yes, because they tried to kill him.
Yes, because he was declared that I'm not dead. Perhaps he would have been again crucified.
Yes, he would keep trying to kill him.
Because the people are so intelligent. They would not believe him. So out of fear, he went out. Now, like, stop my feet. Don't want to talk to that people.
Yes.
Some safe place.
He created a great impression on the minds of men for many, many generations.
Person?
Impression.
What is that?
Impression? Yes. By his preaching, he left a strong impression.
Yeah.
Christianity.
Like the flowery words of the Vedas. Flowery words of the Vedas. Mostly simply dealing with moral principles.
That also broke. He said thou shalt not kill. They broke.
Yeah, they broke
everything. Other items, eating, sleeping and mating must be there. So there is arrangement for them, everything.
Yes.
Within the sand. How you can say within the sand there is no life?
They think they can have the eating and the sleeping and the mating and not the fearing. They want to have the eating, the sleeping, and the mating, but not the fearing.
Why? Where is fearing? Why they are going out? They know we are a different living entity.
No, the materialists, the human beings.
There's no fearing?
Well, they don't want fearing.
They don't want anything. But it is forced upon him. That is their rascalism. They don't want something, but it is forced upon him. Still, he says, no, I am not under control. That is his philosophy.
That means he's a rascal.
Rascal, that is just obstinate. Which is fact. He is obstinate. That is just dog's obstinate. Life with chemicals is still obstinate. Yes?
We shall do it.
Yes. We shall do it future. Yes, this is dog's obstinate. We say, take one egg, analyze what chemicals are there, put together. No? Yes? It will be. And we have to accept this obstinacy as science. It is open. If you are really scientist, you take the egg, analyze what chemicals are there. Huh?
Yeah, they are able to analyze, and they also have the chemicals.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
What is the problem? But still, this is that scale, we will say. That he is right. He cannot even analyze properly. And still, he is obstinate. He is right. This is rascal family. And if we say rascal, they are angry. murkhaya upadesha hi prakopayana sa. To be a rascal, if you give the right instruction, they will be simply angry, that's all. Not pacification, they will be angry. Papanam bhujankanam kevalam bhujavardham. Just like the serpent, rascal. If you give him milk, he'll drink it and increase his poison. The result will be, he'll increase his poison. Better to keep them starving. Therefore, everyone, as soon as one sees the serpent, immediately kills. No consideration. Here is a serpent, kill him. Similarly, immediately you see the scientist kill. That is the only process.
Yes.
So-called scientist. So, do you agree, Hare Krishna, for kicking on the face of these rascals or not?
Yes.
This is fair proposal. You take one egg, analyze. If you are a scientist, you find out what are the chemicals. We have got all the chemicals. Now mix it up, the color, yellow, and dip into what is called celluloid or
cellulose?
Cellulose covering.
Oh, yes.
It is just like cellulose.
Yes.
And put underneath in the incubator and get. Then it shall accept you. Why not ask all these rascals all over the world?
One thing the egg has, it's red because there's blood there for nourishment. And they cannot even produce blood. They have to get the
take
blood.
Take blood from the slaughterhouse and put it. If blood is necessary, there are tons of blood available. Take it and put it here. That is also another chemical. That's all. Why don't you do that? Little blood required, there is no question of manufacturing, can get it from certain house, tons. Take little drops and put it. It is blood. Where is your science? Nonsense. This is practical suggestion. Challenge. Big, big meeting. Perhaps it was coming this side and 15 minutes it has gone down. How many tons of water has gone down on this beach? Is there any scientist?
They cannot control the water in that way. Must have there was a big valve.
Huh?
It's like there was a big valve and someone has shut the valve and so the water is getting less. There's control.
And who's controlling? Not under my control. First time I wanted to go, I could not. Mm. But this time I can.
Yes.
So under whose control? It is my control or somebody else?
Well, they will say automatic control.
What is that automatic? That is their stupidity. Mm. Everything is being done under control. What is the automatic? Moses. Smarting means you have to wait for that automatic one. You cannot.
Yes.
But their idea is that they can change the automatic control
that is
to suit their own
design.
That is
their stupidity. Therefore, they think for being kicked. That is the disease. Imagine. Obstinacy. They cannot do anything, still they will claim they can do it. Pay me my salary.
What is the position of the scientist who studies the laws of nature and then he tries to utilize them for his advantage, exploit
them? The law is there, that is not his law. So his intelligence will be there when he understands who has made this law. Then his intelligence. That is intelligence.
Like making airplane, they observe the bird and then they
when
make
they admit this law is made by this then come to senses.
They become
to their senses.
To their senses, yeah.
And as soon as they remain in darkness, yes, they're trying to control the law, which we shall do. The nonsense. Educated scientist, mathematician, very good. But ultimately, you accept that the law is given by Krishna. Then you are perfect.
One scientist once wrote a book, and in this book, a person had some disease. So they invented a little spaceship, which was very, very tiny. And they went in through the eye and they saw all of the workings of the body, how all the red blood cells and white blood cells were working and attacking the disease and all these things.
They made a cinema of this.
So there was one scene
very famous
in which they're looking out and seeing all of this fight going on inside the blood. And the one scientist inside the machine said, "How can they say there is no God?"
Even when the American astronauts went up, they brought a Bible with them. And when they saw the Earth, how wonderful it was.
When they didn't make it to the moon.
They quoted from the Bible about how wonderful the creation of God is, how He has made it.
And only they saw the moon planet, there is no living in it. Why God made His own planet to keep it bigger, full of dust?
Yeah, they become more proud that this Earth planet is so full and other planets are all vacant.
God is so full.
Yeah, that He is.
That He makes all other planets vacant. And here for the rascals. Full of rascals.
Well, He had to put the dust somewhere. That's one of the theories, that all of the gas in the beginning, all of the gas was circulating around and it solidified into different planets.
No, why this planet is full of living entities, why not other? What is that gas? What particular gas was circulating this planet? So take this gas, circulate over there and get living entities there and live there. Why don't you do that, you scientists? We are disappointed. They are going to fail us. Just see. This rascal now we have to believe.
That's the next famous theory after the chunk theory.
It seems to be a waste of time even to travel.
Governments are giving billions and billions of dollars
yes.
to scientific grants.
Government needs another set of rules. That's right.
About science, but rather the Asura God.
Yeah.
We don't have to research because our conclusion is already there.
Already there. And it is acting.
There's many of them like this.
Yeah. What is it? You see how fresh it is. You can take some post up and eat very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Please.
And then throw it. What is use of keeping on the veranda for 3 years and sing every day? So careful. Hare Krishna.